We are in Ledig House, which is the community house for the residency programs. It's an old, beautiful farmhouse. It's fall out. The leaves have pretty much gone. And it's a gorgeous day here at Art Omai. I'm Ruth Adams, co-executive director of Art Omai.
I'm Gavin Berger, co-executive of Art Omai.
And this is the new dog, the new Omai dog. Her name is Eileen, and she's going to be providing us with a little bit of breathing.
Your staff was recently increased, and Gavin Berger, you are one of the new hires. What should listeners know about you?
I have a love and passion of Columbia County and Art Omai. I've been a resident for 19 years in the Columbia County area, and I've had a long career in arts and culture, and this is a very special place to me.
You are working on progressing Art Omai by focusing on institutional advancement and financial stability. What does that mean?
So Art Omai has been around now. We'll be celebrating our 30th anniversary. The institution grew very organically, and we're now a big adult. So now we're just bringing in and putting in more structural type of stuff so we can grow even more. So it's an exciting time for Art Omai.
Are there actual plans there, or is this just the beginning phase of this development?
Yeah, no, there's lots of big plans. We are looking into our expansion in Chatham as the next generation of Omai, as well as just keeping what we do best here on the Ghent campus.
Is there anything you can tell us about the expansion to Chatham?
We can say that it's about to be voted on by the town of Chatham in a few days, I think. It's a vision that the founders had for a long time about providing special pavilions for artists' work, individual pavilions dedicated to artists' work. And as always, a beautiful space in nature for the public to walk and enjoy.
Art Omai is on 120 acres of nature, and it seems to be a very big part of what Art Omai is. Can you talk a little bit more about the importance of having access to nature for artist inspiration and just for community?
Yeah, I mean, it all started with the residency program 30 years ago for the visual artists, and it was really the barn and a 14-acre parcel. There's a long tradition of nature being a place for artists to escape to in the United States and, you know, everywhere else, but certainly in this part of the country in the Northeast. You know, a retreat for an artist is all about, I think, sort of reducing stimuli, getting yourself out of your daily life, and being with other artists and really thinking through ideas that you can get access to because you've got sort of a more open, quiet space around you. And that has been true for the sculpture park as well. Walking around seeing sculpture in a way that's unscripted, not paved paths, it's not a white cube, that's a really different experience to see art in. And in the architecture park, since that's a more recent program, we really wanted that to be a place for architects to explore that intersection between art, nature, and architecture.
Gavin, how does Art Omai compared to the many other organizations that you've worked for? You have a pretty extensive list of arts organizations that you've worked for. So how does this compare?
It's very different and similar. It's personally very special to me because our residency program, for instance, cover the five disciplines I've always loved in my life, which is dance, visual arts, music, architecture, and writers. So personally, it means a lot more because most of the institutions I've worked for are very either specifically performing arts or visual arts. The only similar thing that I've been always involved with for years is the Banff Center in Canada, which is another artist residency that does cross disciplines. But it's a much different kind of institution. This is a very special, unique, intimate experience for artists. And then we have the amazing sculpture and architectural park, which just adds to the value of the whole experience for individuals to come and experience art in the way they would like to.
So when you're looking at funding and support, how do you balance the national or perhaps global with the local?
So Art Omai is definitely in an international organization. 75% of our residents are international and are from all over the world. And the artists that we represent in the Sculpture and Architectural Park are from all over the world, which actually helps us from a fundraising point of view. We also are in a fortunate situation where our founder has never given up on the organization and only keeps expanding it. So one of the nice things that we can actually promote to people is that our operations, so like Ruth and my salary is covered by our founder, thank you. And so when people give money to the institution, they're giving it directly to programmatic causes.
Our institutions tend to attract a certain demographic. So how do you plan to develop this organization to attract a wider audience?
Well, it's funny you say that, Sina, because what we learned during the pandemic, of course, we were just like any park, just grateful for all the support of all the visitors, but lots and lots of visitors. That we'd never had that many people. And the number has come down, but has, of course, we did see a gain in visitors' numbers. So what we started to do was register them. And we've always wanted to do this, to ask people to register on the busy times, especially, so that we could learn more about them. And also so we could welcome them better, make sure they have a parking space, get and really start to follow with, you know, let them follow us, follow them, explore a relationship with our visitors. So in the meantime, what we found out is that 90% of them were here for the first time. So seems like people are coming. They're hearing about us. They're coming. And what we're thinking about now is how do we make sure they come back? How do we make sure that there's something here for them that attracts them to tell people in their neighborhood or speak to their schools about bringing kids here so that we can really start to make people who maybe come for the nature come back for the art.
What has the local reaction been to that?
You know, during the pandemic, there was only a little bit of concern from neighbors about the number of cars here. And at the worst part of the pandemic, when, of course, we knew nothing about the virus, we did close down basically to about 25 parking spots. And we sent out the news on our social media and said, just know that if you're coming, you probably can't park. So don't drive from a long way. And it worked. People stayed away. And when we felt it was safer, we opened back up and our visitor center was closed for the whole time. So we didn't have staff here. You know, what we learned, like anybody during the pandemic, is how to be, right? How to safely bring people into a building, how to keep the staff safe, the visitors safe, how to have a show in the gallery that's safe. So it's been a learning curve. Like it has for everybody, but it's working.
So you mentioned a wide range of people coming here for the first time. Are you making efforts to reach the people who don't feel like Art Omai is a space for them?
That's something that we're talking about a lot right now. We have always partnered with a lot of organizations in the area. So COARC, working with adults with disabilities, Perfect 10, which is a wonderful organization in Hudson that works with teen girls, Kite's Nest, Operation Unite. We've always worked with these kinds of partners and we'll continue to do that. The schools, we have great partnerships with the schools. We do a program in the schools for teachers that is teaching them to integrate the arts when they're non-arts teachers, right? So math teachers, history teachers, are learning to integrate the arts, which the professional development, it's really a professional development program with an expert from MCLA in the Berkshires. And we did it virtually last year and reached all 6 school districts, something like 50-something teachers. And the feedback was incredible. They're so grateful for the professional development. It makes them be able to reach students, more students that maybe they haven't been able to reach. They can reach in a new way and enrich their teaching. It's been an incredible experience. So we feel that we're doing sort of that groundwork. We're always looking to do more and to make sure that people feel that this is a space where they're welcome. You know, we're careful. We don't, instead of saying, you know, the mysterious phrase suggested donation, we make sure that we explain that you can come here for free. You can come here and not pay anything. And we want to make sure that's true for people. Transportation, we know, is an issue for a lot of people. That's really a tough one. We do solve that in our day camp. We have scholarship for kids. And one of the major components is that we have a van that picks them up and brings them home every day. So that makes it accessible to them.
Where would you like to see Art Omai in 10 years?
I'd like to see it where it is now, just really successful in reaching people internationally, locally. It's just that it's a sustainable institution and that the pavilions has opened to success. Just that it's a magic place where both individuals can come here and enjoy art. And then we also support artists of all disciplines, from emerging to well-known famous ones. So 10 years from now, hopefully we'll be celebrating our 40th anniversary.
I agree. I think that, you know, we've reached a place where we are doing what we do really well, and we're still a nimble organization. We're good at sort of adapting, trying new things, and I hope that that spirit stays alive. I don't think Art Omai ever wants to be a stuffy, predictable place, right? It's really a place that's always fun. We know how to have fun here. And we're really about building community and welcoming community, you know, in every way, locally, internationally. I mean, we have artists coming from all over the world who we want to stay in touch with, who we want to make sure that they feel they can come back to the area and give back in some way, because they want to. They ask us, how can I come and stay and do a project in town? Or, you know, what can I do to thank you? So, you know, I think that kind of community building can just grow and get richer. And that's what I really see for the future.